the only path to peace and paradise. Ladies and gentlemen, this is the chief of sinners, Daniel White III, President of Gospel Light Society International, with the Gospel Light Minute X podcast, number 398, titled The Only Path to Peace and Paradise. Dear friend, I am here to remind you of what the Holy Bible says very clearly, and I quote, that Christ Jesus came into the world to save sinners like you and me. The Holy Bible says, for God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. St. John 3:16. John 3:16 is often called the gospel text. Some call it the gospel in a nutshell. For here we have the whole gospel briefly stated by none other than Jesus Christ himself. Emmanuel, God with us. We see the source of salvation, the love of God. The channel through which salvation comes, his only begotten Son, and the way by which we receive it, faith in his Son. Perhaps, dear friend, you will say, oh, I have read that verse 1,000 times. I even saw it at a football game. Even if you have you ever really believed it? That is, by faith made yourself one of the whosoever's by trusting in Jesus Christ yourself, and thereby received everlasting life? A Christian friend said how he was converted through this verse. He took it, read it, word by word, believing as he read, applied it to himself, trusted Jesus Christ, the Son of God, and received everlasting life. Multitudes of other searching souls have done the same. Have you? If not, may the Lord help you to do so today. Just let us look at this wonderful verse, a word or two at a time, always remembering that this is God's holy word and God means what he says. God. That is the first word. Salvation begins with God. Here is man's first mistake. Man begins with himself. Man asks, "What must I do?" God says, "See what I have done." Dear friend, turn from yourself to God. By the way, God is the one who created you in the first place. And now he wants to redeem you from your sin and from eternal separation from him in that awful place called hell. Hear what he says and see what he has done for you. Notice the next word, so. Oh, that so. It is such a little word, but very big with meaning. It tells of the great boundless nature of God's love. Love which can only be measured by the action that it produced. Notice the next three words. Loved the world. Love. Salvation springs from the love of God. God loved what? The world, a world of sinners, rebellious creatures, disobedient creatures, God-hating creatures. Wondrous, undeserved love. But remember, we must accept that love or else it will do us no good. That he gave. Salvation. These are the next three words. That he gave. God so loved the world that he gave. Salvation is a gift. The Holy Bible says in Romans 6:23, the gift of God is eternal life. Dear friend, are you trying to buy it? It is without price. You do not have enough money. Thank you very much. God cannot sell it, and you cannot buy it. It is far too valuable. But God offers it freely as a gift. You can receive it, because that's what you're supposed to do with a gift. The question is, will you accept it? The next four words, his only begotten Son. What a tremendous sacrifice of love. What love that offered it. Salvation is through God's Son. The Holy Bible states in 1 John 5:11 and 12, God hath given to us eternal life, and this life is in his Son. He that hath the Son hath life, and he that hath not the Son of God hath not life. Eternal life is not in us, but in Jesus alone. Therefore, take him as your Savior, and you will have eternal life. We have now seen what God has done. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Now in the rest of the verse. We will see why he did it. We have now seen what God has done. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son. Now in the rest of the verse, we will see why he did it. That whosoever believeth, trusts in him, should not perish, but have everlasting life. Notice the word whosoever. Perhaps you say, how may I know that salvation is offered to me? Well, what does God say? He said, whosoever, which extends the offer of salvation to every man, woman, and child on the earth. That includes you, my friend, does it not? Notice the word believeth or trusts. Here it is as important to see what God does not say as what he does say. God does not say whosoever is moral, respectable, honest, well spoken of, and an office holder or member of the church will be saved. This is man's first false way of salvation. A person's character. It was the Pharisees' way. In St. Luke, in the Holy Bible, chapter 18, verses 9 through 14, the Holy Bible tells us the story of a prideful Pharisee who trusted in his own good character. The Pharisee, the religious church member, prayed, God, I thank thee that I am not as other men. And so he trusted in himself. Well, was he justified? That is, cleansed of his sins and saved? The answer is no. Pardon me. The answer is no. Why not? Because he was only righteous in his own sight and in the sight of those around him. In God's sight, he was a sinner, for all have sinned, the Bible says. God's word says. When it comes to man's character, there is no difference. In God's sight, there is none righteous, no, not one, and God only, is the judge. And we're all condemned already if we don't trust Christ as Savior. God also does not say, whosoever does good works will be saved. This is man's second false way of salvation, works. Now we're talking about the only path to peace and paradise. And it is God's way, not man's way, not by works of righteousness that we have done. Did it ever strike you what good works can a sinner do? As is the tree, so is its fruit. As is the man, so are his works. If you are a sinner, your works are sinful, and of no merit for salvation, to go to paradise. The Holy Bible says in Isaiah 64:6, but we are all an unclean thing, and all our righteousnesses are as filthy rags. Thus, you see, a sinner can't do any works that please God at all. That includes you, dear friend, and it includes me. Even more than that, my unsaved friend, in God's sight, you are a sinner and therefore dead in trespasses and sins. Now, what can dead people do? The answer is nothing. It is life you need, and it is life God offers you. Yea, eternal life. Does God ask you as a sinner to work for salvation? No. His holy word declares that salvation is not of works. Galatians chapter 2 verse 16 tells us, that is in the Holy Bible, tells us three times that salvation is not by works, and three times that it is by faith alone. Read that verse. It leaves no doubt. Finally, my beloved, as we talk about the only path to peace and paradise, it is God's path. It is God's only way to heaven. God does not say whosoever has a certain feeling is saved. This is man's third false way of salvation, feelings. And this is a common mistake with anxious souls. Oh, says one, if only I could feel some new feeling within me, I think I would be all right. You think so? But does God say so? Never. He does not ask you to feel, but to believe His word and trust His Son, Jesus Christ. That's it. Plus nothing, minus nothing. I know what you want. You want to feel the joy of salvation. But how can you feel the joy of salvation until you first have salvation through Jesus Christ and believing on Him? Him alone, plus nothing, minus nothing. A drowning man can't feel the joy of being saved until first he is saved and is brought back to shore. And neither can you. Likewise, just as feeling can't save him, neither can it save you. Salvation is a fact, not a feeling, based upon the Word of God. It is a fact based upon the Word of God and rests on these three great facts. Christ died for our sins. He was buried and He has risen again. Believe that. That's the way of salvation. That is the only path to peace and paradise. Beloved, we've noticed that God does not say whosoever is or does or feels. He does say whosoever believeth. To believe means to trust yourself completely to the one in whom you believe. Who is that? Notice Notice the two words, in him, the Son of God. Not in yourself, or in yourself and Jesus together, or in mommy or daddy, but in Jesus and Jesus only. The Holy Bible says in Acts 4:12, neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Should or will not perish. Notice those three words. Perish you will if you do not trust in Christ Jesus. The soul without Christ is in great danger. Please do not fool yourself. Did you ever think of that, dear friend? If you are still an unbelieving sinner, you are in a terrible state and on the way to a terrible doom. I know you find it hard to believe, but that is your situation. It is very precarious. The Holy Bible says in John 3:36, he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. Escape to Christ, dear friend. Trust in him, and then you will not perish in that awful place called hell. But rather, you will have everlasting life. Notice those four words, but have everlasting life. No matter what kind of person you are, and no matter what kinds of things you have done, if you will right now trust in Jesus Christ, believing who he is, the Son of God, and what he has done, died on the cross and risen again for you, you will right now have eternal life. When you believe God's word, you will have the assurance of your salvation. 2. For Jesus Christ said in John 10:28, and I give unto them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Beloved, if you are ready in your heart to believe on the Lord Jesus Christ and receive the free gift of salvation through him, if you're willing to believe with all of your heart that Jesus Christ died for your sins, took your place, was buried and rose from the dead on the third day, and you are willing to trust Jesus Christ with all of your heart so that you can go to heaven when you die, please pray with me what is called the sinner's prayer. Mean it from your heart. Repeat it after me, phrase by phrase. Holy Father God, go ahead and pray. I acknowledge that I am a sinner, and I admit that I have sinned against you, and that I have broken your Ten Commandments. I have lied before. I have stolen things before. I have lusted and coveted after people and things before. I have dishonored and disobeyed my parents. I have taken your holy name in vain. For Jesus Christ's sake, please have mercy and grace upon my soul, and forgive me of all of my sins, my failures, and my faults. As I now believe in your Holy Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, I believe that he suffered, bled, and died on the cross for my sins, was buried, and rose on the third day. Lord Jesus, please come into my heart and save my soul and change my life. Fill me with your Holy Spirit and help me to repent of my sins past. Help me to turn from my old evil life and follow you in the new life. For it is in your holy name, Lord Jesus, I do pray. Amen. Now, dear friend, thank you for listening to this gospel presentation. If you have decided to trust Jesus Christ as your personal Savior after listening to this podcast, please email us at gls@gospellightsociety.com and let us know. To find out more about what you need to do after trusting Christ as Savior so that you can grow in the faith, please visit gospellightsociety.com and read my pamphlet titled, What to Do After You Enter Through the Door. The wonderful gospel tract this podcast is based on is published by Moments with the Book, a nonprofit organization whose purpose is to spread God's word to the world through the printed page and other media. You can order copies of this tract online at mwtb.org. God bless you, dear friend. Until next time.